So this is a reflection on my advertising project. To start things off with, just overall on this project, it was a very slow one for me, and it wasn't something I necessarily enjoyed, but obviously it's something I've got to do. But I was very kind of slow with it, and I held back a lot of the paperwork till like complete last minute. And when I did do it, I didn't do it, you know, to the best of my ability. Just because I was mainly trying to just get it done and out the way. But, like, yeah, it was just something that I wasn't necessarily enjoying. So I was very quick with it when I did it. Like, the background research into it, that was another thing which I struggled with. I did a little bit of research into it, but after a while I just got very kind of fed up with it and almost stopped. I mean, I did more after kind of receiving feedback and responding to my feedback, but it's the fact that I've ended up leaving that until like the last minute to go and do that, you know what I mean? So yeah, that could have gone a lot better. I mean, when I was analysing, for example, like, the already existing adverts, that was alright. Like, I think I did okay with that. Like, when it came into, like, for example, advertising techniques used and stuff, I went into quite a nice amount of detail, but I didn't do it for all of them, which I think kind of weighed me down a little bit. I did it for the published one as well. But competitors wise and like the history of Diet Coke and stuff, I really didn't look into, which something for my FMP, which I need to make sure is there, is like research, enough research and like detailed enough research, because it's all well and good looking things up and, you know, finding things out, but unless it's written down and, you know, provided evidence of that, then there's no credit for it, you know. I did quite a bit of like practical research, like taking shots and doing like practice video shots and things, and practicing like making the instrumentals and stuff like in the style which I wanted, which actually turned out to be very helpful because it kind of gave me an idea of how I wanted to shoot it and what angles and color schemes I'd like to use. But it also taught me, like, which shots look overexposed, you know, which ones are too dark, which ones are too soft, all that kind of thing. And that, in the long run, like, helped me, especially for my print ads, because the shots I ended up taking for those, I think, turned out really nice. You know, they had a certain sharpness to them, and, like, I took them into Photoshop and just boosted a couple things on that. You know, I took down the like brightness and stuff like that, just because it was a tiny bit overexposed, but they turned out really nice in my opinion. But yeah, there was a lot of practical research that I did, but I hadn't actually put it in until I received my final feedback, because I was just being quite lazy with it and I forgot that it was there. And I had a bunch of different stuff which I wanted to add in. For like marketing strategy wise and the cap and bcap code stuff, I didn't find that all too bad, because that was something I could just kind of get on with. And I think, to be honest, like cap and bcap especially, I was quite good with that, because I found the correct sections which I need to abide by, and I wrote down, you know, all of the different parts which I'm going to have to adhere to be able to, you know, be in line with those codes. And I got that all written down, and I think I explained that quite well. When it came down to my audience research, that was another very last minute thing, but in the end I think I actually did quite well with that, because the range of people I asked, and, you know, and the age range, the genders, all of that type of thing, you know, and the generation like difference, you know, between the different generations of people's age, I think that really helps with kind of finding out statistics and stuff like that. But I left that very last minute, and I didn't go into too much detail when I first put it in until I got some feedback on that, which I then wrote another couple paragraphs just to kind of explain how this is going to be useful. And that's something I need to make sure I include in my FMP as well. I need to make sure I justify why I've done things or why I've said something, or, you know, what this research means to what I'm going to be doing and how it's changing that. For my color theory, I found some really good photos, you know, that kind of describes all the different colors and what they mean, but I hadn't actually explained any of it. And once again, I didn't explain how it's going to come into use and what I'm going to use of it. So for my final major project and, you know, any other projects going forwards, that's a big thing which I need to make sure I'm on top of, is just justifying my choices and justifying why I did this and how it's going to affect my next projects, basically. For my all my like planning documents, I think they're all pretty good. There was a couple bits that were missing, such as like some parts of my treatment, like I was missing like the regulation issues and stuff like that, but I've uploaded those all now, so that's all fixed. But I got those done very quickly because it was a point where I'd left it to the last minute and I kind of thought, right, I just need to get all of these done. And to be honest, that's not a position which I want to be in, especially for my final major project in this last year. So it's kind of shown me like how bad it can get if you leave it to the last minute. So it's good to just get it done like first, like nice and early, and just get those bits out of the way. Because for me, obviously, I prefer doing the practical side of things, so the paperwork's not as fun. But it's a part that you've got to follow, so that's kind of what I've learned from this project, is don't leave it till the last minute, because you'll end up way too cramped and still having to do it, but in less time and more pressure and more stress, stuff like that. But yeah, to be honest, overall, my final adverts, I'm actually really happy with, considering, you know, how quick I ended up making them because of how late I left it. The pictures, I think, for my print ad all turned out really nice. And I actually do really like the kind of slogan I came up with, or the theme of the advert, which is After Dark. Yeah, I think that actually worked out really well. But yeah. My main takeaway from this project, I would say, is don't leave things to the last minute, because you're going to end up way too cramped, too much things to do. And to actually just make sure that you're justifying what choices you're making and justifying your research that you're putting into it and why you're doing that research and how that's going to affect your kind of decision making when it comes to the final production.